This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Unless you know a man by the name of James T. Harris, that name won't mean a thing to you. James T. Harris. 35 years ago, graduates from high school, gets a job at a local factory as the janitor. Said they issued him the typical green or gray uniform that maybe you remember janitors, industrial janitors wearing, or at a school janitor's uniform. And he said here he was between his senior year of high school and his freshman year of college, working as a janitor, cleaning restrooms, cleaning toilets. And he said it was humiliating for this reason. People that knew him pretended they didn't know him. He said, I went to school with some of these people, and they walked right by me in the restroom as if they didn't know me. And he said, it was humiliating. It was humbling. He said, I was invisible to these people simply because I put on the uniform of a janitor, and nobody paid attention to me. James T. Harris said, when I complained to my grandmother, she reminded me, never forget that feeling of being invisible that you're going through. And do the best job you can because it's still your job. And do the best job that you can. And you should take pride in your job. And she said, also, it will make you a better man someday. Make me a better man someday? She must be kidding, I thought to myself. But I needed the job to pay for college, and there were few other jobs available, so I bit my tongue and kept on working as best I could for the rest of the summer. James T. Harris today is the president of the University of San Diego in Southwest California. Went from that high school janitor job, working at a factory, cleaning restrooms and cleaning toilets. Now he's the president of the University of San Diego. I want to talk about what he said about being invisible. When the Son of God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, entered the human race and came into this world 2,000 years ago, he was invisible in a very real sense, born in Bethlehem, born in either a barn or a cave. And this King of Kings and Lord of Lords is born amongst the animals and then placed in a manger, which is a nice sounding word for feeding trough. I'm going to talk about that today. I'm going to read the text as we continue in our series, Luke 2, beginning at verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house in the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger or feeding trough because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. I said this in the other two services, but I believe there's probably maybe one, two, or three people in this room, and I really mean this, that know what it means to be terrified. Everybody's been afraid. But there's only two or three of you, I would say per service, that know what it's like to be terrified. You know what terrified means? You're so afraid you're going to die.
Well, today we begin the third message in this brand new series from the Gospel of Luke. The series title is Simple Gospel. Obviously, we're at the beginning of the book of Luke, dealing with the birth of Christ. I hope you'll continue to listen to this message tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.